However, although A star, A, B, C, D, and E are all pass grades, in reality, only A star, A, B, and C are accepted for continuation onto something else. The other grades are, in my view, a sort of government trick, so the government can say everybody more or less has passed. So, in fact, what schools say for children who want to continue and what universities say is that they only look at grade C and above. They ask, you know, you have to say what grade you've got. So unless you've got grade C or above, quite honestly, it isn't really worth very much. Maybe, you know, if you've got eight C's and above and one D, that D will help. But, you know, if they're all D's and E's, basically, you're not going to get very far. That's basically the school system. You'll hear people talking about the GCSEs. After year 11, there are two more years which are not compulsory. You can leave school when you're 16, if you like. You can leave education. But the majority, the vast majority of people, I think it's something like 85% now, do continue their education beyond 16. And the most common in England and Wales is to stay on at school or a special college for two more years, years 12 and 13, and to study for A or advanced level, advanced or AS and A. The way the system works now is it's a two-year program. In the first year, you do what are called AS, advanced supplementary. And in the second year, you do what's called A2, right? And these are the qualifications which you need if you want to go to university, for example. Yeah, this is what you need to do. There are other systems that are going on in the country at the same time. One which is increasing in popularity is the International Baccalaureate, the IB. This is a school leaving exam which can be taken in any country of the world, but is particularly favoured in Europe, the International Baccalaureate. And quite a few schools in England now offer a choice. You can either take A-level or you can take International Baccalaureate. The difference is this. If you do A-levels, you restrict yourself to a very small number of subjects. In other words, it's narrow in terms of the number of subjects, but it's supposedly deeper in content. So most students who do this system take four subjects at AS level in the first year and either continue all four of them to A2 or drop one. It's most common to drop one. So many of the students from the last three, 4 years coming through the system, because before then the system was different, will have done probably, if you meet them at university, will have probably said, yeah, I got four AS levels and three of them I continued to A2 level. That will be most common. Both of my children did that, for example. So to give you an example, my son, when he went into year 12, his four subjects were economics, English language and literature, French and Spanish. And then when he went into the second year, he continued with the economics, English language and literature, and the Spanish, but he dropped French for that final year. And now he's at university. That's a typical way of getting into a university. Right? The IB, the International Baccalaureate, is broader. When you do International Baccalaureate, you have to do language, you have to do mathematics, you have to do at least one science, you have to do at least one humanity. It's broader, right till the end. It's much more like the French baccalaureate or the many countries in Europe have them. Or even in your countries, you'll find, you know, the Arabic, Tajihi or something. It's more subjects. It's more like the system in most countries. Okay? So that's the school system. Now, moving on to point two. Increasing numbers of students are continuing beyond the school 13 years. By the way, you notice that the school system in Britain prior to university is 13 years, whereas in most countries it's 12. Yep. This is one of the explanations as to why a British undergraduate degree takes 3 years and not four. Because we have a 13 plus three system. Most countries have a 12 plus four. There is considerable pressure because of an agreement in Europe called the Bologna Agreement to standardize everything across Europe. And so this may change. But at the moment, in England and Wales, most first degrees take 3 years. In Scotland, they may take 4 years, but in Scotland, somewhat bizarrely, first degrees are called master's degrees, whereas in England, first degrees are called bachelor's degrees. You see, I told you England and Scotland are different.